Recording started.
Good morning, and welcome on our first day of spring, officially, to Raving Sunday Soul Connection. As always, we like to begin by setting our intention of our time together with Naturally 7 and Let It Be.
Lord, I pray for this day we've come together, that our hearts and our minds be set you. Lord, I pray that our lives hold the better. Say the truth in the
for taking the next 45 minutes or so as we consciously, and I emphasize that, consciously take time to take our attention from the way of the world, of all its many distractions, and all that it's calling us to be concerned about for this Sunday. Sunday lunch, the week ahead, what's to happen, all of those things we can get back into after we consciously take this time to connect, to release, to realign, to reveal the presence that is us. My theme this morning, I've entitled Release, Realign, and Reveal. Today is Palm Sunday, and as I've shared in previous Palm Sunday services over the years, it is an acknowledgement and a celebration of Jesus' triumphant procession and arrival into Jerusalem. What always sticks in my heart as I recall and rethink about this Sunday, and it doesn't matter whether you think this is absolute truth, it's historical, or if it's allegorical. There is still a truth to which we can listen to and apply to ourselves. You see, Jesus enters triumphantly on a colt. The colt represents our bestial nature. And we all know what that is. And Jesus is sitting upon that bestial nature. A demonstration that he's released that egoic sense of self, that egoic type that we can be, where it's all about us. And not only has he released it, he's sitting upon it. But what the story further goes on to share and demonstrate is that whilst yes, he's conquered it, when he goes into the temple and he sees that they're selling in his father's temple, he loses it again. Just like us. We can be so grounded in truth. We can think that our spiritual practices are so heightened that we are so spiritually aware and connected that it's hard to believe when we lose it. And so the invitation is that to forgive and release that, because it will happen whilst we're here on this earth often. I found myself this week giving an inordinate amount of time and thought to how I was feeling because certain people had let me down. And whilst I was trying to be aloft and rise above and transcend it all, I had to recognize that even though I thought I had, I would find my attention going back to it and creating some sort of drama, imaginary, of course, in my head as to what would happen the next time I saw them. Wow. I didn't beat myself up for that. But I did come back to the recognition that it doesn't matter how much we think we are doing the work on ourselves, no matter how we think we have released that side of us that wants to get involved and embroiled in choreographed dramas of our own choosing and of our own making, how easy it's done. And we can validate and justify it for all we want. It's irrelevant. What is relevant is that we take the time to come back to recognize just who we are. We like to cry out in times when we forget that we are only human. As if that is the excuse for our behavior. Jesus demonstrated, yes, he was human and acknowledged his humanity often, but more importantly, he proved and demonstrated his divinity. And more so, he said, what he did wasn't extraordinary because we could do it too. I've yet to see anyone that's done or do the work that he's done to demonstrate and to live as he lived, lovingly, compassionately, forgivingly. This morning I posted on Instagram that forgiveness, it's for us. It's not for the people or the situation or the person or the condition that we feel hurt or wounded us. It's for us. We stagnate. We drown. We wither. We seize up. Our heart shuts down when we don't forgive. By no way or means is it saying that what you did was okay. But what it says is that I will not be a victim of it any longer. You see, as we release, we're releasing the sense of separateness. And that sense of separateness is what makes us forget our divinity. We are not just one with God. We are God. We are God, and that I know is hard. I have been looking and thinking and seeing how do I rearrange, rework my prayers. Because even though my prayers are affirmative, saying that there is only one life, one power, one presence that is in me, that is God in me, there's still a sense of separation. How do I pray from that awareness that I am God itself? How do I pray affirming that I am not just this physical human form, this organic being that is having all manner of things expressing in and through it, but I am the divine life, the Christ life. I am Christ energy, the Christ presence. Even just saying it makes me, we are, my beloved, God itself. And we have to release anything and everything that makes us think that is not so. And let's be truthful and honest, there are plenty of things that cross our minds on a continuous basis that cause us to believe. The quote that I sent out yesterday by Hildegard of Bingen, 12th century nun. She was a mystic. She was having visions since the age of 3. And I just love, she said, we need to take a good look and see that inside we already have heaven and earth and all of creation. That your world and everything is hidden in you. If we really believed that, we would be living a life that was so free from the pain, from the disappointment, from the hurt that we experience. So my sacred text this morning comes from the Sikh Adi Granth Dhanasari, Sacred Text of Sikhism, page 684. And it says, why do you go to the forest in search of God? He lives in all and is yet ever distant. He abides with you too, as fragrance dwells in a flower, and reflection in a mirror. So does God dwelling inside everything. Seek him, therefore, in your heart. You see, we need to release that thought, that belief that God is somewhere and we are somewhere else. The Quran says that God is closer than your neck vein. God is us, as us. Imagine if we can come into our life story with that belief, that total, unshakable, unchanging belief that we are God in expression. How we show up in the world would be so different. My celestial poetry, again, it's coming from a 15th century, from a Sikh guru, Sri Guru Granth Sahib. And he says, he speaks sweetly, dear, that enlightener love of mine. I'm exhausted having searched his words. He never speaks unkind. He knows not foul language, the pure and perfect embodiment of the infinite. He lets my weaknesses go unrecorded. The permitted ones he makes pure, as is his nature. No one virtue does he leave unrewarded. In each and every and all, he dwells nearest of the near. Slave Nanak seeks his protection divine, that sublime, immortal, enlightener love of mine. Our beloved is that enlightener love that is ever seeking to express in us, as us, through us. It is time to release the separation, the erroneous thoughts and beliefs that there is God and that there is us, and recognize that we are God. It is time to realign with this truth, this unfailing, unwavering truth that Jesus shared. When you see me, you see the Father. Do you not know you are God? He was telling us. But we so pick and choose what we want to emphasize that he has taught. That there are some Christian religions that would say that we are nothing but worms of the dust. No, my beloveds, we are not just worms of the dust. We are God. So my science of mind reading is entitled Be Rooted in Truth. The first quote comes from John 14:6, and it says, I am the way and the truth and the life. Our second quote comes from Ernest Holmes, The Science of Mind. The truth points to freedom under law. The author writes, the truth is we are all created out of the infinite intelligence that is sometimes known as God. It is sometimes known as Allah, Krishna, or Buddha. It really doesn't matter what name we give the nameless. What is important is that we recognize that all of us are created in the spiritual image and out of spiritual likeness of the One. It is written that Yeshua Messiah said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father except by me." What we are to understand is that he is not speaking of the personality known as Yeshua ben Joseph. He is speaking about the Christ he became, the I Am. This is really the name of God. Stay with me here. In the book of Exodus, Moses is told by God to tell Pharaoh that I am sent him. We are told here that the name of God is I Am. Therefore, whenever you use the words I Am, you have taken on the name of God. Anything you put behind those creative words will be manifested in your life. For example, I am less than. The creative power of the universe takes your words and creates those experiences for you. Conversely, when you affirm, I am joyful, the same power of the universe takes those words and creates those experiences for you. This is who you truly are, the abundantly creative expression of God. Be rooted in this truth and know that all is well. Beloved, we have spoken often about the I Am. But imagine now, if we use the I Am to truly claim an anchor in our divinity. If we move from saying, I am one with God, to be able to affirm, I am God in expression, that's a whole different level. And I know that's going to be hard, but I'm going to invite you to look in the mirror and make it a daily practice and move beyond the I am one with God, as if there's God and you, to know that you are simply God in expression. I dare you. I challenge you. If we are here to grow, if we are here to truly realize who we are and whose we are, then we need to step up and step away and release and let go of anything and everything that makes us think that we are less than, that we are unworthy, that we are, or we have forgotten that we are God in expression. So my story, I'm taking from my favorite stories for rebel girls. Every woman should have one. And this is about Yesura Madini. Once in Damascus, Syria, there was a swimmer called Yesura. Every day she and her sister trained with their dad at the local swimming pool. Syria was at war, and one day a bomb was dropped on the swimming pool. Luckily, Yesura was not there at the time. Shortly afterwards, her house was destroyed by another bomb. It was another narrow escape. All of a sudden, Yesura and her family had nothing left and nowhere to live. So they decided to flee the country. Yesura had heard that Germany was a good place for swimmers. The journey was long and getting there would be hard, but that did not put Yesura off. She and her sister joined a group of other refugees for a month-long journey across several countries and then on board a rubber dinghy to the island of Lesbos. The boat was only meant for 6 or 7 people. There were 20 crammed aboard. Suddenly, the motor broke down. "We can't die at sea," Yesura thought. "We are swimmers." And so she jumped into the water with her sister and another boy. They kicked and swam and dragged and pushed the boat for more than 3 hours until they finally reached shore. When they reached Germany, the first question Yesura asked was, "Where can I find a swimming club?" Not only did she find one, in 2016 she was part of the first refugee team to ever compete in the Olympics. I was inspired. She released any thoughts, beliefs that she needed to stay in Syria, where death was truly waiting for her. She released the fears of what it was going to be like to go to another country and the hardships it would take to get there. And even whilst traveling there and in the boat and it's sinking and it looks like they're not going to make it, something in her made her realize with the truth of who she was. She was a swimmer. She wasn't going to die in the water. Neither was she going to let the other people that she was with die. And so she made it to Lesbos. But she didn't just stop there. She didn't allow what happened to her, all that she had been through, all that she had experienced, all that it had taken for her to get there. She was not attached to her story, so many of us are. She did not say, poor me, I'm just a refugee. She went on to reveal her divine expression and live her dream and compete in the Olympics. She was not defined by her experiences. She did not define herself as only human. Whether she consciously recognized it or not, she applied the principles and truth that Jesus did. My beloveds, you are not only human. You are divine. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes. As we go into our meditation, bring your attention to your breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. Always, I will remind you of the words of Job, who said, it is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life. So be conscious, be intentional as you're breathing in the breath of life into your body. So as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in. And as you breathe out, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe out. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in. My breath as I breathe out. In. Out. In. Out. In. As you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in deeper. And as you breathe out, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe out slower. Deeper. as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in healing. As you breathe out, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe out forgiveness. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in healing. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out forgiveness. Healing. As you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in and release. And as you breathe out, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe out and reveal. Inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in and release. The cave of the heart, in the center of us. Thank you. attention into our circle of prayer. As always, you're invited to include anything or anyone that is in need of prayer at this time. We are knowing that we are not just one with God, but we are God. As we know this truth for ourselves, let us know for everyone. Divine, beloved, infinite creator, thou who art nameless, thou who art transcendent and immanent, as we consciously release the thoughts, the beliefs, the feelings that make us feel separate from you, that make us think that there is God somewhere and we are somewhere else. Let us release any erroneous beliefs that make us feel that we are less than deserving, less than worthy, less than enough. Let us release anything that makes us feel that we are separate from you and from each other and from all of creation. Let us release the thoughts and beliefs that have held us in fear and in captivity. And let us realign with the relief and the knowing that we are God in expression. That we know beyond that I and my Father are one, but that we know that we are God manifested. That we are God when we see others, we see God as them. When we look in the mirror, we see God as ourselves. When we speak as you. We use our I am to only uplift, to bless, to prosper ourselves and whatever we are speaking for. But we speak from the I am that we are God. Let us reveal our true divine nature in all of our interactions. Let us reveal our divine nature. Let us reveal the truth of who we are at the center and the core of our being, that we are God. Divine Beloved, Infinite Creator, Source of our being. We're holding in our hearts all those that have transitioned already home to you. We know to be absent in the body is to be present in your presence. May the hearts of those that are left behind, that are grieving, reflecting, mourning, may they know that we are one with infinite life in all of its expressions, seen and unseen, and that we're ever connected with those that we love, for love cannot die. We hold in our hearts those that are in hospitals, on this call, in homes, wherever they might be, that are feeling and experiencing in their physical form dis-ease. We know that we are made in your image and likeness, and that image and likeness is health, wholeness, and perfection, so we speak this word for their healing, for their restoration, for their renewing right here, right now. We hold in our hearts all peoples of this world. For all those that are suffering, that are going through conflicts and wars, for those that are homeless here and abroad, for those that are experiencing tragedies, for all of creation, let us know that we are expressions of you. May we live, may we be, may we express on this truth. O thou who art that which we are, thou who art us as us, thou art love. And so, for your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your tender mercies. We are ever, ever grateful. And so it is. Take a deep breath in as we do our movement prayer. Stretch your hands up and reach towards the sky and say out loud, I open myself to life all around me. Cross your hands over your heart and say, I am one with love and I am love. Bring your hands together, fingers in front of your mouth in prayer form, and say, I speak only words of health and wholeness. Drop your hands to your side, palms open, facing outwards, and say, I give thanks for all good things flowing to me. Bend your elbows and move with small circles with your wrists and say, I release and let go, and so it is. Take another deep breath as I open the telephone lines for our morning's affirmations. And I want you to be conscious as you repeat them. When we come to our Buddhist meditations, don't just mouth the words of forgiveness. Truly take into your heart those that you know you need to forgive, including yourself, and let these words penetrate and be meaningful as you affirm them.
All participant lines have been unmuted. Press hashtag to mute your line.
Our first affirmation comes from our Science of Mind reading. I am the abundant expression of God.
I am the abundant expression of God.
I am perfect, whole, and complete.
I am perfect, whole, and complete.
I am grateful. Buddhist meditations. I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I accept myself and I am free.
I accept myself and I am free.
May I feel protected and safe.
May I feel protected and safe.
Contented and at peace.
May my physical body provide me with strength. May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
If anyone has hurt or harmed me, knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word, or deed.
Knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word, or deed.
I freely forgive them, and I ask forgiveness.
I freely forgive them, and I ask forgiveness.
If I have hurt or harmed anyone,
knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word, or deed, may I be happy, may I be peaceful, may I be free.
My friends be happy. May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
May those that challenge me be happy.
May those that challenge me be happy. May there be challenges.
May they be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May all beings be happy.
May all beings be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free.
Now a prayer of protection. The light of God surrounds me.
The light of God surrounds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The power of God protects me.
The power of God protects me.
The presence of God watches over me.
The presence of God watches over me.
Wherever I am, God is, and all is well.
Wherever I am, God is, and all is well.
So, my beloveds, as we're coming almost to the conclusion of today's Sunday soul, I must share with you one beautiful quote from Rumi, who says, "The universe is not outside of you. Look inside yourself. Everything that you want, you are already that. You are not a drop in the ocean. You are the entire ocean in a drop." So as we're coming towards the close of our season of nonviolence, this week, the qualities are responsibility, self-sufficiency, service, citizenship, intervention, witnessing, and peace. Always, you can find the daily affirmations on the Sunday Soul website, sundaysoulconnection.org, as well as our previous Sunday Souls you can listen to. And so it's just, Thursday, we will be back again for our 10 at 10, our midweek prayer, 10 minutes on a Thursday morning. So my closing benediction, we started with Hildegard of Bingen, and we are going to close with her. Holy Spirit, giving life to all life, moving all creatures, root of all things, washing them clean, wiping out their mistakes, healing their wounds. You are our true life, luminous, wonderful, awakening the heart from its ancient sleep. My loves, may you awaken from the sleep of separation and know, as Jesus taught, you are God. My closing song comes from Bebo Norman, and it's entitled, "I Will Lift My Eyes." Enjoy.
God,
God, my God, the merciful King, I'm not in the only way. God, my dear, all I bring, all of me, the kind of sin, hold me up and drown me alone.
A reminder that we still want to see God outside, and we need to remember that God's within. I forgot to mention there will be Good Friday service at 10 a.m. on Friday. I will send out a notice for that. It will be different from our Easter Sunday service, but as always, we like to deepen down in the message for Good Friday. My beloved, enjoy your first day of spring and have a wonderful week. I look forward to seeing you Thursday, Friday, and again on Sunday. God bless.
Thank you.